You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Run Home with Andy and Gazy.
And Julio, Monday Matters, 13 minutes to 5. The winner of the $10,000 Empress Diamonds engagement ring is going to be announced sometime between 5.03 when we come back from the news, and give or take 5.26.27. So if you've put your entry in at iCanWin.com.au for the $10,000 engagement ring from Empress Diamonds, you need to be listening in that half an hour to find out whether you've won it or not. Monday Matters. I think we all suspected that Damien Hardwick would matter, right? And it's too early to know just yet how much he's going to matter. But there was something about them on the weekend against GWS that was just a bit, we've seen them play some flashy football in the past, and they've caused their upsets, and they've had a couple of big scalps along the way here and there, the Gold Coast Suns. But there was something about them on the weekend that was hard to put your finger on, but identifiable. Now, they took that the big week at the selection table.
That was justifiable, wasn't it? Well, even though they didn't win the game.
No question it was, because some of the players they brought in were exciting, and the kid Chloesi is, like, I'm sure that's not just a flash in the pan. The two kids they brought in are going to be long-termers. He's going to get players to play a brand of football that he wants them to play or they're not going to play. And there were a couple of big names that didn't play last week who you assumed would always be in that 22 if they were fit and available for selection. They were outstanding for three quarters in a high-quality game. Admittedly, they've got Hawthorn this week. Now, everyone at home, everyone's going to go, well, of course, they should win that game. But they need to make a bit of a – they need to come out this week, the Gold Coast, and frank that performance against GWS. It matters – in a little tiny way for the here and now, what they do against Hawthorn.
They not just win.
No. I think they need to come out and make a little mini statement early in the season against the Hawks.
What does that mean? Six goal win? Comfortable.
I think a comfortable win. And I'm not being disrespectful to Hawthorn, but they're struggling with a squad at the moment. The same cannot be said for Gold Coast.
Good call. Now, over summer, there was a lot of focus at Port Adelaide on the recruitment of Asava Radigalia and Brandon Zirk-Thatcher, who have both been good. Brandon Zirk-Thatcher, he must be lovely. he goes and stands on a Kyle Langford size. Yep. Last year, he would have been standing on Charlie Dixon.
No doubt.
But Ivan Soldo matters just as much. He's never going to be an All-Australian.
No.
But he gets his hand on the ball enough. He's 10th in hit-outs. And he's got just that physical presence that these young gun Port Adelaide midfielders need. He was great on the weekend.
He was
very good against Draper and Goldstein. He's been good to start the year. They didn't have to go and break the bank to get a gun ruckman, but I think he fits them perfectly.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, but?
No, just there was one moment on the weekend where he maybe, you know.
Didn't go as hard as he should have.
Well, it's hard for people like you and me to say this because we've never played at that level. No, well, that's what people who haven't played at the elite level to say. But there was just a little moment. There's a little moment for Josh Weddle on the weekend where he felt it coming
Mitch
from
Duncan
beyond.
Had one as well.
They all have it, right?
It happens.
Everything else, I agree with you. He's big, strong, powerful, and he's got a bit of meanness about
he's got
it. And if he brings all of that all the time, then I think I agree with you. I think he's going to be a really important part of whatever they're going to produce. And yeah, it might be pretty exciting what they produce later in the year.
Multiple gather rounds doesn't matter.
Oh.
And there was some conversations over the weekend, I believe coming from very high up in the AFL, that they're looking at potential multiple gather rounds.
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, it was. There was a conversation.
Well, Tom Morris had the story that he had seen some documents suggesting when Tassie comes in, because obviously you've got an uneven amount of teams, that someone would miss out on gather rounds. So you might have two to three gather rounds a season.
Or three gather rounds. Now, I understand because of just the incredible success in the way in which Adelaide have been able to put this on, and the entire AFL and the state of South Australia and the city of Adelaide need nothing but compliments for the way in which they've constructed an event, which is amazing. And I say that there are many places that can do, not many, there are some other places around the country that could benefit and also put it on well. But notwithstanding that, I cannot in any world see how there'd be multiple gather rounds, because one, I assume it means more games that the players are going to have to agree to, which they seemingly haven't been overly supportive.
Not necessarily if it's working in with the bye, as in uneven amount of teams.
Well, but if you're going to add another gather round, two more gather rounds, it means it's got to be more games. If you, unless you're going to take away games from,
which you would do.
I think that's what
you
would do.
Well, if you're going to do that, well, then you wouldn't, of course. But then you're giving up home games to some, and already there are some, including the great Lee Matthews.
Why is he talking about
Lee Matthews saying that Adelaide should play Port Adelaide because they gain an advantage? Now,
come on,
one game out of 23
in such a compromised fixture.
Exactly.
Where the team he coached,
where you got one team playing, 17 games at the MCG or whatever it is. I don't know whether that argument completely holds up. Factually, it's true, but I don't think, given the unevenness of it. But I think we need to, the multiple gather rounds is
a bad idea.
Less is more.
It doesn't matter.
It's a pox and it doesn't matter. And it matters so little, let's never have the conversation again, please. Let's never hear about it.
I think it's a stupid idea.
A bit extreme, but...
You have one gather round a year.
Yeah, I agree.
It's in Adelaide.
It's gather round.
No, it's gather round.
But
it matters that they're building a venue in the Barossa Valley.
You're allowed to have the conversation. Just don't do it. That's all.
It's just a stupid idea. So who's ever bowled it up, it's a stupid idea.
The captain's call, you think it's a stupid idea, but you can still have the conversation.
Yeah. That's right.
That's what your man Lee Montagne said. I don't think it's necessarily a great thing. Let's talk about it.
Yeah. It's a poor idea, but don't let him have the conversation and flush
it. You're allowed to say it's stupid. Hey? You're allowed to say, if you think it's stupid, you're allowed to say it's stupid.
And it is stupid.
Of course. But you've actually said you're not even allowed to talk about it.
Well, I said, no, let's
don't
not.
Waste your breath.
No, let's say let's not talk about it ever again.
Right. Oh, us.
Yeah, whoever.
Oh, right.
It's been spoken about. It's a stupid idea.
Got it. It's done.
Not happening.
Well done. Complicated it, but you know what we mean.
Who needs Edmund? It's 6 minutes to
five. Ta-da, Edmund.